Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Gindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Anthony Richard Bowles appeared in Huron County District Court today to face a charge of owning an unlicensed dog. Bowles entered a plea of not guilty to the misdemeanor charge. While attorney Dallas Rooney represented him for the arraignment, Bowles will represent himself for the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set a deadline of August 10th, 2026, for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery materials. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 3rd, 2026 at 9 a.m. The court set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. As a condition of his release, Bowles must ensure all animals in his care are properly restrained at all times. And David Jason Hale appeared in Huron County District Court today to face an amended charge of operating while intoxicated, second offense. Hale entered a plea of not guilty to the misdemeanor charge. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 on personal recognizance with conditions prohibiting Hale from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. The court appointed attorney Martin Porzendek to represent Hale for the remainder of the case. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 3rd at 10 a.m. And a 20-year-old man is facing multiple felony charges following an arraignment in Huron County District Court. Van Howard Frank Robinson appeared before Judge Ferris on July 20th, 2026, to face five counts stemming from an incident on July 18th involving Tatiana Stuck. The charges include felony counts of unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to degrade bodily harm by strangulation, and interfering with an electronic communications device. He also faces misdemeanor charges of domestic violence and malicious destruction of personal property. During the hearing, pleas of not guilty were entered for the misdemeanor counts. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th. With a preliminary examination plea cutoff hearing set for August 7th. Judge Ferris maintained the interim bond of $2,500 cash or surety. As a condition of his release, Robinson is prohibited from having any contact with the victim. Attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed to represent him for the remainder of the case. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
And building repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court today to face multiple felony charges. Judge Julian Ferris presided over two separate cases involving allegations of methamphetamine possession. In the first matter, Masterson is charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and a civil infraction for speeding. In the second case, he faces an additional felony possession charge and a bond violation stemming from positive drug tests and failure to appear in court. Judge Ferris set bond at $5,000 cash surety. Conditions of release include mandatory drug and alcohol testing, a prohibition on entering establishments where alcohol is served, and potential electronic monitoring. Masterson will be represented by court-appointed attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach. A bond violation hearing and probable cause conference are scheduled for July 13th. with a preliminary examination set for August 7th. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.